wind was very high during the night, you would say all night long the wind
blew.
Okay. The rain poured and the wind hard. I just got some clothes hung up on the line when the wind came along and that was a bad blow, but it has even harder.
Blow.
If the wind is coming, excuse me.
Oh, I do that. Straight out.
If the wind is coming from that direction, you would say,
the wind is
from the
east, from the north, from the south.
Okay. All right. A wind halfway between south and east, you would call a
southeast.
Between the south and the west.
Southwesterly wind.
Okay. Between the east and the north.
Northeasterly wind.
Between the west and the north.
Northwesterly wind.
If it's raining, and it's not raining very hard, just a few fine drops coming down, you might say it's
sprinkling.
Any other word?
Drizzling.
Okay. The heavy white mist that rolls in off the roof.
Fog.
Okay. And if there is fog, you might say the weather is very
foggy.
All right. Now, if no rain we've had for weeks and weeks and weeks, we're having a
drought.
Okay. All right. The wind has been very gentle, and it's gradually getting stronger. What might you say the wind is doing?
Freshening.
Can you just think what word you might use, you know?
The wind is hot now. It's blowing harder. We're having a harder wind.
Well, what would you say the wind is doing, though? How would you word that? If the wind is beginning to blow stronger, you might say the wind is
strengthening?
Like rising?
Right.
Now, if it's just the opposite, and the wind has been blowing real hard, and now it's getting weaker, what would the wind be doing?
Well, maybe that's a low-type wind, or lesser wind.
Letting up? If it's a morning in the fall when you first go outdoors, and it's kind of cold, it isn't so disagreeable, it's kind of weather you like, kind of refreshing, you might say this morning it's rather
chilly.
If it was cold enough to kill maybe the tomatoes or the flowers or nip them a little white coating, you might say, on the ground, you might say that we had a
frost.
It was so cold last night that the lake did what?
Freeze.
No, wait a minute. It was so cold last night that the lake did, how would you say it? You wouldn't say that the lake did freeze.
No.
I mean, put it into a sentence. It was so cold last night that the lake...
It was so cold last night
that the lake... Finish the sentence.
What did I say?
Well, you wouldn't say it was so cold last night that the lake
froze. No, I wouldn't say that.
So, well, what I mean is, instead of answering the question, see if you can finish the sentence. It was so cold last night that the lake
was too cold to go into, to swim in.
Well, it's supposed to have gotten icy, but how would you complete that sentence without telling me what the lake did? Skip it.
That the water became icy cold. I don't know. What do you mean?
I was just asking if...
I see what you mean.
Now, if it gets much colder tonight, the pond might
freeze.
All right. It had before I got out there.
Frozen.
Okay. What would you call that room?
Living room.
Anything else?